But Milwaukee and Chicago or Illinois and Wisconsin, have we done anything well together?
I don't think that we have. And that's probably one of the motivations for my essay. Sometimes that happens when you have, I think, different size places. And as I say, Chicago had a great deal of perhaps hubris coming out of the decade of 1990s and being the larger place. I don't think that we've been terribly motivated, but I think that there probably be a more of a willingness now than there has been in the past. Both Chicago and Milwaukee areas have not performed very well over the past 10 or 15 years, so there might be kind of a willingness to rethink some of the cooperative ventures that could be undertaken. And Lake County, on our side of the border, continues to be very successful in pharmaceuticals, medical equipment, and headquarters. And, you know, that's kind of an economy that's growing between Chicago and Milwaukee that will further bind the region together. The Madison-Milwaukee corridor and biotech is a natural complement to that as well.
So it's kind of been happening organically and hasn't happened strategically?
No, I don't think it has been coordinated and strategic. And, you know, I necessarily wouldn't advise governments to try to plan what industries will be successful. But when they do grow organically, it's helpful then to have government complement that organic growth and think about then what could be helpful to what's already growing, to have the connections for transportation and marketing of the region's natural resources and recreation to help attract talent and those kinds of things.